AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Dylan Roof just stared ahead as the verdicts were read in Charleston, South Carolina. Guilty on all counts for the shooting deaths of nine black church members in Charleston. The AP's Meg Kennard reports prosecutors spent a lot of time talking about the nine people killed.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Nathan Williams portrayed Roof as a man filled with hate and a lot of racist ideas that he gleaned from what he read on the internet. But Williams said that regardless of how hateful of a person Roof may have been when he shot those nine people, none of that could overcome the goodness that was inherent in the members of this Bible study.
The jury will return next month to decide if Dylan Roof gets the death penalty. The Obama administration is making it clear it thinks Russian leader Vladimir Putin personally approved hacking of Democratic officials' email accounts. Here's the AP's Mark Smith.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest notes the intelligence community reported back in October the cyber theft and leaks were so extensive only Russia's senior-most officials could have authorized them.
Pretty obvious that they were referring to the senior-most government official in Russia.
And he says Donald Trump clearly knew that, which is why Trump urged Russia to unearth emails from Hillary Clinton's private server and urged supporters to check out what was showing up on WikiLeaks.
There's plenty of evidence to indicate he knew exactly what he was talking about.
Earnest says instead of scoffing at the findings of U.S. spy agencies, the president-elect should be demanding a thorough investigation. Mark Smith at the White House.
And President-elect Trump announced his choice of Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke as Interior Secretary. Hundreds of survivors in Aleppo in Syria left the last sliver of opposition-held area of the city. A smiling President Bashar Assad called it a historic event, comparable to the birth of Christ and the revelation of the Quran. Stocks that benefit from higher interest rates led the surge on Wall Street. At the close, the Dow finished up 59 points. This is AP Radio News. Dolly Parton's telethon to benefit victims of Tennessee wildfires raised nearly $9 million so far.
These are my mountains.
Dolly Parton says she is overwhelmed by the generosity of people who donated during Tuesday's Smoky Mountains Rise telethon. She says the response was so overwhelming, all the donations have not yet been counted, but so far the telethon has raised $9 million. The total is expected to rise as mail-in donations are counted and the telethon is rebroadcast. Performers included Parton, Kenny Rogers, Alison Krauss, Reba McEntire, and Chris Stapleton. The money benefits the My People Fund, which gives grants to families who lost their homes in the fires. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
NBA TV sideline reporter Craig Sager has died. He was diagnosed 2 years ago with leukemia. He spoke to the AP in September.
I've had every chemo in the alphabet.
Sager was known for his unique wardrobe. Craig Sager was 65. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.